U.S. aircraft carrier makes show of force visit to South Korea. By John Hayward on March 3, 2025. The aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson arrived in the South Korean port of Busan on Sunday. The first carrier visit to a foreign port since the beginning of President Donald Trump's second term. The carrier was accompanied by the guided missile cruiser USS Princeton and destroyer USS Sterrett. The U.S. Navy said the visit was intended to demonstrate America's ironclad commitment to defend against North Korean aggression. "Our alliance remains the linchpin of peace and security in Northeast Asia and the Korean Peninsula. And we are dedicated to working with our ROK Navy counterparts to ensure stability in the region," said Rear Admiral Michael Wozier, commander of the Carl Vinson Carrier Strike Group. ROK is the Republic of Korea, the South Korean government. "The Carl Vinson's Carrier Strike Group operations demonstrate our commitment to bolster the defense of allies and partners and strengthen our ability to fight tonight and win," said Army General Xavier Brunson, commander of the United Nations General Command, Combined Forces Command, and U.S. Forces Korea, USFK. "Our military will powerfully retaliate against any North Korean threat. And the South Korea-U.S. alliance will support peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and in the region through close cooperation," said Rear Admiral Lee Nam-gai, Director of Maritime Operations for the South Korean Fleet. USS Carl Vinson's visit to Busan came at a time of increased tensions with North Korea. The North conducted a test of supposedly nuclear-capable ballistic missiles last week, as dictator Kim Jong-un ordered his forces to a state of maximum readiness for nuclear war. North Korea has also been raising tensions by furnishing mercenary troops to assist Russia's war in Ukraine. South Korean intelligence warned last week that more North Korean troops could be on their way to Kursk, a Russian territory counter-invaded by Ukrainian forces in August.